Well, it hasn't been the best of starts this week for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as they face off this week at home against the Augusta Green Jackets. But the Ballers will look to turn their tides. They're losers of two in a row. They'll look to snap that two-game losing skid and make it a victory tonight at home on Star Wars Night against the Augusta Green Jackets. May the 4th be with you. And hi, good friends. Welcome into today's broadcast. High atop Atrium Health Ballpark on Valley Sports Live, MILB.TV, free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, as always, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action here in Kannapolis. Ballers, again, losers of two in a row. They dropped yesterday's Education Day ballgame by a final score of 4-1. Augusta just had a little too much offense going. The Ballers had some chances late. They had the bases loaded in the ninth inning, however, could not make anything of it, and it sends the Ballers home losers of two in a row. They're looking to snap that today against the Augusta Green Jackets. The righty on the bump, Connor McCullough gets the start. He is 1-2 with a 4.05 ERA on the young season. He will deliver the pitch, and it's delivered at a wonderful time of 7.05 is your first pitch time. Tyler Collins swings and misses. 0-1 is your count. Couple moments behind schedule, but we get started here at Atrium Health Ballpark on a beautiful Thursday evening. Pitch is a bit low in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Clonch, even at 1-1. It'll be Tyler Collins, Ambioris, Tavares, and David McCabe do up. Collins checks at the 1-1. This one's grounded towards second. Wilbur Sanchez will field, fire, and retire. It's the first out of the first inning. Tyler Collins is your first out. One down and nobody on. That'll send Ambioris, Tavares, the shortstop, to the plate. Again, Connor McCullough making his fourth start on the season. 1-2 with a 4.05 ERA. Hasn't pitched in over a week. He pitched last Tuesday against the Carolina Mudcats. 4 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, and 3 punchouts. Pitch delivered to Tavares in their 4 called strike. 0-1, your count. McCullough, the former Kansas State Wildcat, a native of Maumelle, Arkansas, same hometown as Chicago Cubs lefty Drew Smiley. So there's baseball blood coming out of Maumelle, Arkansas. Pitch inside to Tavares, 1-1 now your count here in this top of the first inning. Scoreless, of course, here in Kannapolis. McCullough on the bump, shaking off the signs against Ambioris, Tavares. Here's the 1-1. This one's cut on the mist for a strike. 1-2 your count. Tavares, the shortstop, a number 9 overall prospect in the Atlanta Braves organization. A very highly touted infielder in this young Braves organization. 1-2 blocked in the dirt by Troy Clonch. Count will even at 2-2. Tavares, the shortstop at the plate, bats second. David McCabe, third baseman, former Charlotte 49er, will bat third. It'll be Jeremy Celedonio, the right fielder, batting fourth as the 2-2 is ring him up. Got him looking, called strike three. Ambioris, Tavares down looking at strike three. Connor McCullough has his first punch out of the day. It'll send David McCabe from Oshawa, Ontario, to the plate. McCabe, the former Charlotte 49er, a local product of sorts, will step in. He's got a cheering squad here. As to the rest of the order, Celedonio, the right fielder, bats fourth. Ethan Workinger, left fielder, will bat fifth. McCabe, wasting no time, will ground this one to second. Wilbur Sanchez fields it cleanly and sidearms to Elko for the ground down. And just like that, it's a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Connor McCullough and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So we'll get the rest of the lineup for Augusta when we return in the second. But bottom first, headed your way, Ballers do up. Mario Camilletti will kick it off in the bottom of the first after a quick break on Valley Sports Live and the Ballers Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, guys.
Bottom of the first inning for your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Mario Camilletti, the DH, will step in and lead things off. Ballers and the Augusta Green Jackets in their third of six total matchups this week at Atrium Health Ballpark on Star Wars night, getting things going. So Camilletti will step in, and it is a pitch clock violation to start on a Camilletti. So we'll start it with an 0-1 count as the righty on the bump for the Augusta Green Jackets. Out of the Atlanta Braves organization makes the first pitch of the day. And they're on the 0-1. It's inside. 1-1 is your count. Of note, this guy, quite a talent. 6'1", 200-pound, 22-year-old from Saginaw, Michigan. It's the righty Spencer Schwellenbach. As the 1-1 is inside. 1-2 your count on Mario Camilletti. Schwellenbach, the former Nebraska Cornhusker, a two-way player out in Nebraska. He played shortstop and he pitched as he delivers the 1-2. It's hacked at and missed for strike three. Mario Camilletti is the first out of the bottom of the first inning. Nobody on and one down. Now Brooks Baldwin will step in. Brooks Baldwin, the former UNCW Seahawk, will step in against Schwellenbach. Again, a Saginaw, Michigan native, 6'1", 200 pounds. Quite a very talented two-way player out of Nebraska. He won the John Olerud Two-Way Player of the Year award in the NCAA. First pitch delivered. It's in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. Schwellenbach drafted by the Atlanta Braves in 2021 as a second-round selection. He was also drafted in 2018 by Cleveland in the 34th round. However, decided to head over to Nebraska and make himself a very impressive two-way prospect. He's got an 0-2 count now on Brooks Baldwin. He's humming a 97-mile-an-hour heater in there. Is Schwellenbach. Brooks Baldwin, the left fielder, steps in. Tim Elko awaiting on deck. Here in the bottom of the first. Here's the 0-2 from Schwellenbach. Lifted high and foul down the left field line. Keep the count at 0-2. We'll do it again. Baldwin to the plate, bats second to left fielder. Elko, first baseman, bats third. Troy Klontz, catcher, in the cleanup spot, bats fourth. It's Bryce Willits and Lyon Tapia, third baseman and shortstop, batting at 6-5-6, and then 7-8-9 in the order. Drake Logan, Logan Glass, and Wilbur Sanchez, right field, center field, and second base. Pitch up and in on Brooks Baldwin. 1-2 count, one down. Bottom of the first inning in a scoreless ball game. Of course, it's Star Wars night. A great crowd on hand. Ballers in their special Star Wars night tops. Pitch outside to Brooks Baldwin from Schwellenbach. 2-2 your count. Brooks Baldwin and the Ballers tonight rocking the Star Wars tops. They've got the Mandalorian on the front with Baby Yoda. Of course, who doesn't love Baby Yoda? They're kind of bluish in color on the front as Baldwin slaps the 2-2 down the opposite field in the left. That'll be a base knock for Brooks Baldwin. He extends his hit streak and he extends his hot streak as well. This guy has been crushing it at the plate. That's hit number 6 on the week already here against the Augusta Green Jackets. So that'll send things towards Tim Elko with one on and one out. Again, these Ballers Star Wars night tops. On the front, they're bluish in color with the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda on the front. The child, as they call him. And then on the back, they're more orange-yellow in tint with black numbers outlined in white. Pitch is delivered to Elko in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count. On the front in black is the CB logo outlined in white. Black sleeves on the Star Wars tops. As Baldwin dancing at first, 0-1 at Elko is swung and missed. 0-2 your count. Schwellenbach working the slider in. He does sit in mid-90s with a fastball and then works down to the mid-80s with his slider. Again, Elko slightly open stance. He'll hack in the 0-2. This one's fouled off. Keep the count at 0-2. We'll do it again. Schwellenbach 0-1 on the year with a 2.79 ERA. He's had an impressive start to the season. He was the opening day starter for the Augusta Green Jackets. Again, not a guy that is going to go long in games. He's going to go a max of about two innings as the 0-2 will have to wait a quick check on the runner. Schwellenbach, a second-round pick. He did have Tommy John surgery. It sidelined him for the entire season last year, so he's still working back from that outing. Pitch delivered on the way on the 0-2. This one's hacked at and missed for strike three. Elko goes down swinging. Already two punch-outs in the day for Spencer Schwellenbach on the bump. That'll send things to Troy Klontsch with one on and two down. Troy Klontsch, the catcher, steps in as the Texas A&M Aggie. Again, defensive setup for your Green Jackets, the visiting Green Jackets today in the gray tops and gray pants with the all-black caps. Working here, Collins and Celedonio in the outfield. Schwellenbach sets first pitch to Klontsch as a fastball in the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. In the infield for the Green Jackets, McCabe, Tavares, Exposito, and Janis. Behind the dish is Nick Clardo for the righty, Spencer Schwellenbach. Last time out, he went four innings, actually, against Columbia, as he will check on the runner, not in time. Baldwin at first, he will run if needed. However, is very close to the first base bag and doesn't have much of a leadoff, so no need to keep too close an eye. 0-1 count, Klontsch will get the pitch. Just a bit up and away. 1-1 your count on the former Texas A&M Aggie, the catcher today for the Ballers. Again, Spencer Schwellenbach and the Green Jackets, winners of two in a row. They had come into the series a three-game losing streak, but they've been able to pick up two clutch victories here on the road. 1-1 slider is spun in for a strike, 1-2 your count. Schwellenbach, of course, a highly touted prospect in the organization for the Atlanta Braves. Very notable arm. The Braves sent a lot of pitching prospects here to Augusta. He's ranked as a number 7 overall prospect is Schwellenbach. 1-2 grounded towards second. Moving to his left is Exposito. He'll field it and fire to first in time for the out. It'll be a 4-3 ground out with three down now in this bottom of the first inning. A clean inning for either side. The Ballers do get the first hit of the game from Brooks Baldwin, but that is all she wrote. We'll send it to the second inning after a quick break on Valley Sports Live and the Ballers Baseball Network.
Guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but will also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Top of the second inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Jeremy Celedonio steps in against Connor McCullough, the righty on the bump. First pitch is delivered for a called strike. 0-1 is your count on Celedonio. It'll be Workinger and Justin Janis to follow. Top second here in a scoreless game here in Kannapolis. 0-1 is inside and low to Celedonio. 1-1 is your count. In Celedonio, Workinger and Janis. Workinger and Janis both with 7-game hit streaks. They are following in the order. 2-1 count currently on Celedonio, who has had himself a decent week here to start against these Kannapolis Cannonballers. He did have a home run with two RBI. Other than that, it's been quiet. 2-1 is fouled off, evens now at 2-2. The Green Jackets have come in, and they've kind of put a hurting on the Ballers. They put two home runs on the board and a whole bunch of RBI. They've finally been able to score some runs as they actually entered this week as the worst offensive team in the Carolina League. 2-2 as Connor McCullough delivers that one. It's swung on and missed for strike three. It's the second punch out of the day for Connor McCullough. It'll be nobody on and one down. Ethan Workinger is going to step in. Workinger with a slightly open stance. He himself has had a nice week, batting .429 against the Ballers in two games. First pitch from McCullough is inside and low. 1-0 your count on the Green Jackets left fielder. McCullough last time out, 4 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 3 punch-outs. He did walk only 2. He's not a guy that'll walk a ton. He throws a ball inside to Workinger, 2-0 your count. He won't issue a lot of walks, but he will put a lot of balls in play. He's not a high strikeout guy. First pitch is inside, second pitch is inside, third pitch as well, also inside, 3-0. Now to Ethan Workinger. 3-0 count, one down. Here's McCullough's pitch. It's a fastball right down the middle for a strike. 3-1 now on the Green Jackets left fielder. Not a super high strikeout guy. About 7 strikeouts in each of his first two outings, as the 3-1 is swung into this. Now 3-2 your count on Ethan Workinger. Last time out, only able to get 3 punch-outs in a loss against Carolina. He picked up the win last time he started here against Charleston on the 18th on opening night. 3-2 fouled off down the left field line. Count will remain full, and we'll keep it at that. Justin Janis, the first baseman, is awaiting on deck. 7-8-9 is Nick Clarno, the catcher. Andrew Keck, the DH, and E.J. Exposito, the second baseman. 3-2. Fastball right down Broadway, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Third punch out of the game with two down now. Ethan Workinger will take a seat, and Justin Janis is going to step in. Justin Janis will step in, first baseman. He's also got a 7-game hit streak going. One of the better batters in the Carolina League against lefties. However, McCullough on the bump tonight, the righty, will pose a threat. First pitch, a swing bunt back towards the mound. McCullough will field and fire to first in time for the out. A good PFP exhibit for Connor McCullough as he gets the third out of the inning. And it's retired 6 in a row here to start off his night. 6 up, 6 down. McCullough has faced the minimum. Bottom second headed your way after a short break on the Ballers at Baseball Network. Scoreless in Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom of the second inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bryce Willits is going to step in for the Ballers against the Ronnie Spencer Schwellenbach. First pitch of the inning is delivered just a bit low and inside. 1-0 is your count. It'll be Willits, Tapia, and Logan due up in the 1-0 count. Schwellenbach working quickly. Pitch deliver. This one's lined in a center. That's going to drop in front of Collins and be a base knock. Bryce Willits continues his good start to this week, and he'll get a bloop single to start off the inning. One on and nobody out. That'll send things towards Lyon Tapia, the short stop. Lion Tapia is going to step in. One on and nobody out. Tapia, a slower start to the season. Batting just 0.91 on the young season. However, he has looked sharp at times indeed. Schwellenbach now the base runner to deal with. His second base runner of the night. First pitch to Tapia is outside. 1-0 your count. Tapia again batting 0.91. He does have a pair of RBIs on the young year, so he has had an opportunity. Willits with a good lead at first. Pitch delivered on the 1-0 in there for a strike. 1-1 now on Tapia. Drake Logan awaiting on deck. Bottom second in the scoreless ball game. Ballers in green jackets doing business for the third time this week. 1-1. Swing and a miss now. 1-2. Lion Tapia and the Ballers looking to strike against Spencer Schwellenbach, who, again, is not expected to go very long in his outing. Still recovering from Tommy John surgery, the two-way prospect. I think, from what I was told, the Atlanta Braves are making him strictly a pitcher. They're not going to let him play shortstop. However, a really good arm he is. 1-2, check swing. Tapia goes around, says home plate umpire in Chris Jenke. It's a swinging strikeout in the book for Spencer Schwellenbach, his third punch out of the day. One on and one out, and Drake Logan, the right fielder, is going to step in. Drake Logan will step in. Runner on and one down. Bottom second in a scoreless game. The face-off against Spencer Schwellenbach, the former Nebraska Cornhusker. First pitch delivered. It's in there for a called strike. 0-1 now on Drake Logan. Former Shelton State Community College product, a 19th-round selection in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. Again, Shelton State, same school as our catcher last year, Colby Smelly. 0-1 is inside and low. A fan favorite last year, Colby Smelly. Hit a lot of home runs, produced a lot of great offense here in Kannapolis for sure. 1-1 count. Logan will get the pitch. From Schwellenbach, it's in there on the inside corner and a breaking ball. 1-2. Drake Logan, I'll say this, in BP today was the hardest worker. I was down there watching BP, and he was working hard today, getting some extra reps in, extra swings in. He's had a bit of a rough go of it the last few days. As the pitch is outside, now to Logan, even at 2-2. Drake Logan has had himself a rough go of things as of late, especially last week in Carolina. In his last 10 games, Drake Logan batting just 152, and he's leading the Ballers in strikeouts in that time frame with 22. 2-2 will have to wait to check on the runner. In bottom second, a 2-2 ball game. 2-2 count, I should say, on Drake Logan. It's a scoreless game in Kannapolis. Pitch delivered from the righty. Fastball up and away. Good pitch recognition. 3-2. According to our track men, looked like it should have been a strike. Nonetheless, Logan will take it. Count will run full. Logan Glass awaiting on deck. It's the Logan and Logan show here in the 7-8 spot for Pat Leland and the Ballers. Full count. One down. We'll have to wait. Check on the runner is not in time. Schwellenbach keeping a tight eye on Bryce Willits, who is 0-for-1 in the year in stolen bases. Not a huge stolen base threat. However, he can go. He will probably be going on the 3-2. Schwellenbach sets. Here's the 3-2. Fastball up and in. Ball four. Good patient at that for Drake Logan. He will take first base. That'll advance Willits to second. Now it'll be two on and one down for Logan Glass. Logan Glass in his last 10 games. Not too shabby. Batting 250. A trio of doubles and a trio of home runs. 17 punch-outs. Second on the team to Drake Logan, who's at first base. Schwellenbach with three punch-outs already in this one. All of them swinging and miss strikeouts. So he's now got base runners to deal with. Pitch delivered. It's in there for a called strike on a fastball. 0-1. Schwellenbach already taking something off on his fastball. He was sitting 97-98 in the first inning. Now it's sitting 94. I mean, he's getting the control down with it, but already a tick down in the velocity. 0-1 in the way. Breaking ball slid in there just a bit inside. Evens at 1-1. Logan Glass has been a welcomed returner to this Ballers lineup. Last year he struggled, batting 186 on the season. This year so far, 271. He's got four homers, three doubles, all in the last 10 games. 1-1 outside. moves to now 2-1. Favorable hitters count for Logan Glass. Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman awaiting on deck. Bottom second, scoreless game here between the Ballers and the Green Jackets. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on the broadcast. Dan Helody bringing you all the action high atop the ballpark. 2-1 in the way from Schwellenbach. Slider just a bit outside. Runs 3-1 now. Favorable hitters count for Logan Glass. No arms warming in either bullpen, so Schwellenbach assuming he will be in for a short little more time. Sets on the bump, takes a peek at second where Willits is at. Pitch delivered. Glass will swing and miss on a 3-1. Count evens now to a full count of 3-2. Glass wanted to swing at it. Looked like he just couldn't catch up with a fastball. Willits at second. Drake Logan is at first. Ballers looking for some offense in their first lead of the night. 3-2. This one's lifted in the air center field. Backtracking is Collins, shifting to his left into right center. Camp Sutter to make the grab. Willits from second is going to tag and move up. Throw comes in to the shortstop Tavares. Both runners moving up. Both runners are going to be safe as the play at second is not in time. Drake Logan with a heads-up base running play. Now runners on second and third. Logan Glass with the flyout makes it now two down in the inning. But good heads-up base running from Bryce Willits and Drake Logan. That's now 2-1 and both in scoring position for Chispa Wilbur Sanchez, a second baseman. Wilbur Sanchez, the second baseman, steps into the plate with an opportunity here. He didn't play last night in his first game on Tuesday here against Augusta. 0-4, the strikeout. Again, your home plate umpire tonight, Chris Jenke, Michael Corbett out of the base paths. Umpires assigned to us tonight by the Carolina League. This Star Wars night matchup, we got a bunch of fans in Star Wars garb. Pitch is delivered, and Sanchez goes around on a check swing and a slider. 0-1 your count. Again, Willits at third, Drake Logan at second. Ballers threatening, looking for some offense against a tough arm in Schwellenbach. Schwellenbach's 0-1 is foul tipped into the mid of the catcher, Clarno. Now the Ballers are a strike away from getting sent back into the dugout without any run support. Again, just one run yesterday. They were able to get 7 on Tuesday night, but Augusta rattling off 11. As Sanchez lifts the 0-2 into left field, backtracking, working her in. He'll camp under to make the grab in the gap. Four out number 3. Wilbur Sanchez will fly out in the left field. That's the third out of the inning. So now 2 innings down. We remain scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers in Green Jackets will send it into the top of the third after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Time. Top of the third here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis Cannonballers, Augusta Green Jackets getting set back for their third inning of action tonight in a scoreless ball game. Both sides so far in a bit of a pitcher's duel as Nick Clarno hacks at the first pitch and misses from Connor McCullough. 0-1 is your count. It'll be Clarno, Keck, and Exposito due up in this top of the third for the Augusta Green Jackets. Clarno wasting no time. 0-1 lifted in the air shallow center. Logan Glass in after it. Has to hurry really quickly, but he makes the grab on the run for the out. He was shaded really deep out in center field, but he came in on the run and made the grab for the first out. So Nick Clarno is the first victim of the third inning. That'll send things toward Andrew Keck, the DH. Andrew Keck, his first appearance of the week, a catcher slash outfielder in the roster for the Augusta Green Jackets. He will swing at the first pitch, corkscrewed towards first. Elko will field it and step on the bag for the out. Just like that, one pinch is all that's needed for the second out. That'll send it to the nine-hole man, E.J. Exposito. Andrew Keck, a 10th round pick in 2022. He grounds out to a fellow 10th round pick in 2022. Keck to Tim Elko at first. Quickly now, Connor McCullough definitely mowing through this order. He's at 25 pitches through now 2 2/3. Pitch delivered to Exposito in there for a strike, 0-1. Connor McCullough now at 1-2 with a 3.38 ERA. 0-1 count, pitch to Exposito. He checks, swings on it, and goes around, says home plate umpire Chris Jenke. 0-2 now on the night, old man Exposito. Tyler Collins, center fielder, awaiting on deck. 0-2 count, pitch delivered. Lifted into left field, coming in after Brooks Baldwin. Has to hurry, but he won't get there in time. It'll drop in front of him for a base hit. Augusta has their first hit of the night. It's a two-out single in his left for E.J. Exposito. That'll be one on and two down. Top of the order in Tyler Collins due up. Back to the top of the order for Augusta. Tyler Collins digs in. So the first time through the order for Augusta, just the one hit coming from the nine-hole man Exposito. Connor McCullough does pick up a multitude of strikeouts in his first time through the order, a trio of them. First pitch to Collins in there for a strike, 0-1. He does get two ground outs in the first inning from Collins and McCabe. One from Janis as well, a grounder from Keck, and a fly out from Clarno. So a lot of ground ball outs for Connor McCullough first time through the order. He'll check on the runner on the 0-1. He'll have to wait on it. Keep it at 0-1. We'll do it again. Five total outs, not a strikeout or a hit. So four ground outs and one flyout in that first time through for McCullough. 0-1 is outside. Clonch couldn't hold on to it. 1-1 now on Tyler Collins. Ambioris Tavares, shortstop awaiting on deck. Top third, two outs, 1-1 count, a scoreless game between the Ballers and the Augusta Green Jackets. McCullough is 1-1. In the dirt and low, blocked by Clonch. He'll scoop it out of the dirt. 2-1 on the Green Jackets leadoff batter. 0-1 of the night, and a ground out in the first. Did Tyler Collins. Get Ambioris Tavares awaiting on deck. Top third, 2-1 count. McCullough's offering. Check swing. Does he go around? Appeal to the infield umpire. Yes, he did. Says home plate umpire and Michael Corbett. So now evens now at 2-2. On Tyler Collins. Michael Corbett calling that one a swing around. The Augusta dugout, not a huge fan of the call. Nonetheless, we'll continue playing baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2 count. Check on the runner, not in time. Exposito is at first. E.J. Exposito at first base. Reaching with the first single of the day. Not a massive stolen base threat, 0-1 on the season. We'll see what he can do against McCullough, 2-2. Fastball outside of the plate, runners going. Nobody was at a second base back. Throw gets wild into center. Sliding in at second and now headed to third as E.J. Exposito. Nobody was covering that second base back. Lion Tapia and Wilbur Sanchez had a bit of a miscommunication, so nobody was covering that bag. Troy Clonch just threw that ball out there, and nobody was there to grab the ball, so it got loose in the center where Logan Glass is already playing pretty deep, so he had to come in and grab the ball. It'll be a stolen base and then an E2 on the throw more than likely. And E.J. Exposito all of a sudden is now 90 feet away from scoring. It's the first stolen base on the season for Exposito. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. Collin grounds this one sharply to second. Sanchez has to field cleanly. Fire to first. It is in time. Four out number three. Sanchez had to hurry at the second base position, but able to make the play and fire in time for the ground out for Tyler Collins. Three down. That'll send us into the bottom of the third. We got a special guest joining us up here in the broadcast booth. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth, high atop Atrium Health Ballpark. Annapolis Cannonballers, Augusta Green Jackets remain scoreless here in this one. It'll be the top of the order for the Ballers. Mario Camilletti stepping in. First pitch will be delivered by the righty Schwellenbach. It's cut on a miss for strike one. 0-1 is your count. Very special guest joining us high atop here at Atrium Health Ballpark, Mr. Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 Penske Ford, I want to say.
Yeah.
Is joining in. Ryan, how you doing, bud? I apologize again. I can't keep up with all the NASCAR stuff, man. Honestly, keeping up with the baseball is enough of a big time trouble, but NASCAR, man, that stuff moves around. Y'all are moving quick, no pun intended.
Oh man, well, heck, baseball moves fast, especially nowadays with everything new going on. But really appreciate you having me, and it's a beautiful night here at the ballpark.
You couldn't ask for a more better, beautiful night for baseball as Camilletti lifts this one into center. Caught by the center fielder in Collins for the out. So first out of the third inning has had one down. Brooks Baldwin's going to step in. So Ryan, you've been around here. You're still coming around the area. You came dressed up in the garb. You got all the gear on, which is awesome to see. So you've been out here. You were here for Penske night last year. Mm-hmm. Just talk about coming out to a game. It's always a good time, man.
Yeah, you know, I think they do such a good job here of you know, making it fun for the family, for people to come out and just have a good night, you know. And this area has just grown like crazy, you know, and it's really, I feel like, have brought new life to Kannapolis and especially the ball team as well. So, I've been to a bunch of games. I really like coming to them and just kind of hanging out and being a spectator and just enjoying a baseball game. So it's the best part of. And I only live about 20 minutes away, so that makes it even nicer.
Even better, man. Even better. You are closer than me, man. My commute's like 35 minutes. I guess if you're in a rush here, you can get here really quick. But nonetheless, it'll be a ground out for Baldwin. Tim Elko is going to step in as a ground out for Baldwin. He's now 1-for-2 on the night. Two down. Elko is going to step in. The hottest batter for the Ballers this year so far. Just named Player of the Month in the Carolina League. He'll get the first pitch from Schwellenbach. It's just a bit low. Ball one, your count. So, Ryan, you obviously, you're in the NASCAR scene. You're a baseball guy. Did you have a favorite baseball team growing up? Still a baseball guy?
So, my father named me after Nolan Ryan.
All right.
My dad was a big Nolan Ryan fan. And so, you know, I've obviously, you know, I've watched a lot of his stuff when I was younger, you know, and kind of before he retired. And I love watching old videos of that. But, you know, I'm from Ohio, so they're the Guardians now. So, I watched the Guardians a little bit. just because, you know, my roots and stuff like that, I enjoy watching those guys.
All kinds of fun stuff. We got a Guardians affiliate coming here in June. The Lynchburg Hillcats will be here. They got a lot of real young talent. It'll be good to have them here in June for the first time in quite a while, actually, as Elko will swing and miss at that one. 2-2 count, bottom third in a scoreless ball game. Dan Helody joining you here on the broadcast booth. Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12, forward for Team Penske, joining us, and he's here for Star Wars night, and that's the big hubbub around here, Atrium Health Ballpark, Star Wars night, as Elko hacks at that one and he'll miss for the third out. We'll stay on the air. We'll just have a chat here as the Ballers will send things to the top of the fourth in this scoreless ball game. So Star Wars night. The jerseys look sick. They look fantastic. They got the Mandalorian on the front with Baby Yoda and all that. I've even got like some I think it's a porg is what my girlfriend calls it or whatever. I'm not a big Star Wars guy, but I got one on my shoulder and it's all kinds of fun. So Star Wars night, but obviously you're a big Star Wars guy. Talk us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I noticed that when I walked in. That's a nice little touch, you know. I just grew up really enjoying it as a kid, and I saw my first Star Wars film. I saw Episode 1 in 99 when I was like 7 years old. So, yeah, that's kind of an interesting time. As a person, you know, you're trying to figure out like what you really like, and it just kind of hooked me and grabbed me. And my parents weren't ever big Star Wars fans. I begged my mom to take me to the movie theater to watch it, and then I got older, and my uncle really kind of got me into the originals and stuff like that. And then now as an adult, I just like everything, you know. So just one of those things as a kid that you really enjoy, and it just sticks with you kind of all the way through your adulthood.
Oh, for sure. And you come out, so you got Star Wars night, you got the beautiful jerseys, and of course, the jerseys for you fans at home, they just went on auction today. So they're going up for auction. They'll end in a few days live on MILB auctions. But the greatest part of this whole thing, and the reason we got Ryan here, is because the jerseys are being auctioned off and all the proceeds going to the Ryan Blaney Family Foundation. So Ryan, talk us a little bit as well about the foundation, about how important it is, of course, to raise some money and help out some families in the area.
Yeah, you know, I really appreciate Cannonballers having us, you know, be able to have our tent out for our Ryan Blaney Family Foundation. We work really closely with the Alzheimer's Association. My grandfather had Alzheimer's, and it's something that we kind of wanted to focus our efforts towards. And they've been amazing to work with, you know, whether it's raising funds or awareness or training family members to be, you know, help their loved one with Alzheimer's be comfortable in their own home. That's a big part of it as well. So, I mean, all the proceeds going to those folks in our foundation, that it goes a long way and it helps a lot of people down the road. And just really fortunate to be able to work in a space to where you think you're making a difference. And we're trying like hell, so it's been good.
It's awesome to hear, of course, all the great work being done by the Ryan Blaney Family Foundation. As all those jerseys you see the Ballers wearing, if you have a favorite number, you have a favorite player, go bid on those jerseys as they started today. They'll end in a couple of days, about 5 days from now or so, and then all the proceeds, of course, go into the foundation as we're in the top of the fourth here for your audio listeners at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers in green jackets from Augusta, the Atlanta Braves organization, in a tie ball game, and by a tie ball game, it's a scoreless one. 0-2 count on Ambioris Tavares, the shortstop. David McCabe, the former Charlotte 49er, is awaiting on deck. And then Jeremy Celedonio is in the hole in a scoreless ball game. Connor McCullough, this righty on the bump, has looked sharp tonight. Three innings with three punchouts as the 0-2 is chopped foul. Keep it at 0-2. Of course, we got Ryan Blaney up here, so join all the baseball, and heck, we'll even let you take some play-by-play if you want, man. Take it, by all means. Not all the time you get up here. By all means, grab it.
It definitely is a first for me, being in the play-by-play booth. My gosh, I mean, you're so good at it. I mean, you're way too good. I would just be really bad at it. I don't talk fast enough to know enough to really do a good job. So I won't take that away from you. I'm just going to enjoy the view. You have a great view here. I was telling you
Absolutely.
That earlier. And gosh, you're looking out at downtown Kannapolis, and you have a great bird's eye view on the pitcher and batter and everything.
Oh, it's beautiful. This is the best view in all of baseball, and I can't even argue with anyone at all on that, as McCabe will take that pitch in for a called strike. 0-1, your count on the inside corner. Of course, a really busy weekend coming up here in Kannapolis. Jiggy with the piggy out there beyond center field in that big grassy area out in front of the research campus. We got the barbecue festival going. We got a Travis Denning concert going tomorrow night. Supposed to be a really fun time here with the Kannapolis Qs also, as we're going through the rebrand for the weekend, going instead of the red, white, and blue, going with that black and Kelly green with the pig scheme. Going to be a lot of fun. So, unfortunately, I think you got to go racing soon, don't you?
Yeah, we're up in Kansas this weekend. So, we get another day at home. We'll leave Saturday morning and get on track Saturday night and then race on Sunday. But, I didn't know you guys had Travis Denning coming tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm Travis good buddies Denning. With Travis. I have to come back out and see him play. That's awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. Travis Denning will be at Jiggy with the Piggy tomorrow. Of course, we got an early start time here. We got a 5:30 first pitch here at Atrium Health Ballpark, and then this concert starts at 7. So if you want to miss the opener and then come here and then see Denning, you'll have to go ahead and check it out. 2-2 lifted in the air, center field by McCabe. That is caught by Logan Glass for the out. Connor McCullough, and this guy's been looking sharp. He's only allowed the one hit. Other than that, he's faced basically the minimum as McCabe will sit down. He is 0-2 on the night. Two down for Jeremy Celedonio, the right fielder. So Travis Denning concert, then the big barbecue pork cook-off on Saturday. Hopefully we can dodge some of those raindrops because I want to go out there and try some pork for sure. It's been a bit of a fun week here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Of course, they're only going to get more fun here after Star Wars night and the Jiggy with the Piggy Festival as McCullough spins the 0-1 now on Celedonio. There is an arm warming slightly for Augusta down the line as the 0-1 is popped up in foul ground after it is Elko. He will camp under it and make the grab on the run in foul ground for the out. Three outs are now had in the top of the fourth. Connor McCullough's been looking sharp. It's a pop out for Celedonio and it'll send us into the bottom of the fourth. We'll take a fast break, catch our breaths, and then we'll get back into the bottom of the fourth here on the Ballers Baseball Network, joined by Ryan Blaney. Troy Clonch will lead it off here in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bryce Willits, Lyon Tapia to follow in a scoreless ball game. The Green Jackets and the Ballers doing business for the third time this week. Clonch will step in against Spencer Schwellenbach. Pitch is cut out and missed for strike one. 0-1 is your count. Again, Clonch, Willits, and Tapia due up in the order. Schwellenbach back out for his fourth inning of work as we had just the most special of all special guests here in the booth, Ryan Blaney, as Troy Clonch will get the inning started with a single in the center. A nice sharp line drive off the bat of Troy Clonch, and he's on base for the first time tonight. One on and nobody down for Bryce Willits. Of course, Ryan Blaney joining us here in the broadcast booth just a short while ago, an inning ago. Of course, the Star Wars jerseys. Ryan Blaney, a big Star Wars guy. Talk to him a little bit about how much of a Star Wars fan he is. He's got a giant Darth Vader tattoo on his leg. He was wearing jeans, so couldn't see it or anything, but he definitely has got some ink. He's a big Star Wars guy, and he is very dedicated as Willits lines that one foul. Ends up in the right field terrace. Heads up down there. 0-1 your count. Willits at the plate with Clonch at first. And the Ballers in their Star Wars night tops tonight. Those are being auctioned off and will benefit the Ryan Blaney Family Foundation, helping out with families with Alzheimer's in the area. Of course, a cause very near and dear to Ryan Blaney. And he said he had dealt with his grandfather dealing with Alzheimer's, so a very close to home touch on those jerseys. Pitch inside, 1-1 now on Bryce Willits. Spencer Schwellenbach doing very well tonight on the bump for Augusta. Three innings with four strikeouts for the righty. 0-1 now, the 2.19 ERA. Pitch is low and inside, 2-1 your count. on Bryce Willits. One for one tonight. He had a single in the second inning. Ballers with three hits. Augusta with just one in what's been a pitcher's duel so far. Pitch delivered. It's just a bit low at the plate. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Says the infield umpire Michael Corbett. A super late call. Nonetheless, count will move to 2-2. Augusta Green Jackets tonight again to the Atlanta Braves organization. Looking to make some more magic happen and make it three in a row that they've won. 2-2 pitch from Schwellenbach. This one's grounded toward first. A tough play by Janis. He has to field it, and he will get the out at first. That's all he can get. As he fumbled the ball at first, he will only get the out. Bryce Willits on the 3-U for the first out. Clutch will move to second, though, so one on and one down now for the shortstop in Lyon Tapia, but not before. It looks like Cody Gabella, the manager for the Augusta Green Jackets, is going to come out. Spencer Schwellenbach looks to have his night cut short. 55 pitches is all it takes for the night. 36 strikes, and already a new arm on the way for the Green Jackets. We'll send things to a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Kannapolis, scoreless in this one.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom of the fourth, still here at Atrium Health Ballpark. One down, Lyon Tapia is going to step in. A new arm on the bump for the Augusta Green Jackets. It's a 6'2", 165-pound, 24-year-old Nolan Martinez. First pitch is in there. Four called strike to Lyon Tapia. 0-1 is your count. Martinez, 24 years of age, from Culver City, California, a product of Culver City High School in California. MILB free agent signee here this year in 2023 by the Atlanta Braves, as the pitch from Martinez is low. Lyon Tapia will take. 1-1 is your count. Nolan Martinez, what a fascinating story this guy is. A third-round pick out of high school by the New York Yankees in 2016. He dealt with a rotator cuff injury that really just put himself in a situation where he couldn't play a lot of baseball. He missed most of the first two seasons he had. He played in the now-defunct Pulaski Yankees Appalachian League team. As the pitch is up and away to Tapia, 2-1. He spent 2019 and 2021 with Charleston, and then 2021 as well in Tampa. And then after 2022, he was hurt all year again, elected free agency, and signed by the Braves. So now Nolan Martinez looking to resurrect a very injury-hampered career. Still a lot of potential in this young righty. He is on the bump now for the Augusta Green Jackets. A 3-1 count on Tapia. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball placed in there for a strike. 3-2 now on Tapia, who's 0-1 tonight with a strikeout. Spencer Schwellenbach's night is done. Troy Clonch is at second. He is charged to Schwellenbach. So his line is not complete quite yet. However, it's very close to done. Tapia is 3-2, grounded foul down the left field line. Count will remain full. Drake Logan, the right fielder, awaiting on deck. Bottom four in a scoreless game, but Ballers in the Green Jackets. Just four total hits on this night. Three hits for the Ballers, one for the Green Jackets, and a night that Connor McCullough has looked superb on the bump for the Ballers. Clunch is at second base. He did advance on the ground ball last time up from Bryce Willits. 3-2 count. Nolan Martinez 0-0 with a 4.91 ERA. Entering this outing, 3-2. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Clarno, but it'll be a free pass issue to Lyon Tapia. He will take first safely. It'll set it up 2 on and 1 down for Drake Logan. At the moment, Schwellenbach's line, 3 1/3, 3 hits, no runs, a walk and 4 strikeouts. Again, he looked very sharp in his 55 pitches, 36 strikes. Nolan Martinez having a bit of a rough go of it to start. 7 pitches, just 3 strikes against Lyon Tapia, but Tapia is at first with a free pass. Pitch delivered. Logan lines this one into right field. That's headed over the head of Celedonio off the top of the wall. Headed for third is Clunch. He's going to have to stop there as he didn't quite get the best of reads on it. However, stopping there will be Clunch. So, ballers will have bases chucked full and just one down in the inning for Logan Glass. Tapia will head to second with the single for Drake Logan. A very hard hit liner down the line and right. Good play on it by Celedonio as well. Just landed in perfect positioning. Was able to get the ball in a hurry. So now bases loaded and one down. Logan Glass, the right fielder, is going to step in. Bases loaded and one down in the frame. Pitch delivered. This one is corkscrewed towards first. Janis has trouble fielding the ball. He's going to underhand to first. He'll get the out there. Logan Glass is out on a 3-1 putout for the second out. But a run will score. Troy Clunch crosses the plate. And the ballers have the first run of the ball game. It's 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Clunch will score. Tapia at a third. And to second goes Drake Logan. So now ballers will take the 1-0 lead, and they will look to add more to it with Wilbur Sanchez at the plate, second and third, and two down. Nolan Martinez will not get that run charged to him, and rather will be at Spencer Schwellenbach. As the pinch is upstairs to Sanchez, 1-0 your count. So Schwellenbach's line is now complete. At 3 1/3, 3 hits, 1 run it is earned, a walk and 4 strikeouts. 1-0 count, Sanchez will get the pitch. This one's popped up in foul ground. After it is the catcher, Clarno, but the first baseman, Janis, will camp under it and make the grab. 4 out number 3 of the inning. It's a pop out to the first baseman, Janis, for the third out of the frame. But ballers will pick up their first run of the night. It's a base hit from Drake Logan, and then an RBI ground out from Logan Glass that sends the ballers with the lead now headed to the fifth. Top of the fifth headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
I'm
Ethan Workinger will lead things off here in the top of the fifth inning. Connor McCullough back out on the bump for his fifth inning of action. He has looked superb tonight. He's faced just one above the minimum, and it was a base hit from E.J. Exposito in the third. Other than that, he's had himself a clean works night's work on the bump. Pitches low and outside, 1-1 to Workinger. Workinger, Janis, and Clarno due up for the Green Jackets in this top of the fifth inning. Connor McCullough on the bump, 1-1 count, pitch delivered. This one is a bit low. Move it now to a 2-1 count on Workinger. Could not ask for a more beautiful night for baseball. Temperature is just superb. It's perfect. Mid-60s or so, little clear sky action. As McCullough spins that one in, 2-2 your count. Star Wars night, so we got all kinds of Star Wars-themed action going on around the park. 2-2, lifted in the air, center field. Logan Glass will camp under it, has to shade in a little bit. He's always playing deep out there in center, but he makes the grab for the out. As Workinger is the first out of the fifth inning. Connor McCullough, man, he has had himself a night. 4 1/3 innings, he's allowed one hit, and he has not walked a soul. Everything has been strikeouts or groundouts or flyouts from Connor McCullough. Justin Janis will step in, nobody on, and one down. Connor McCullough will deliver the pitch to Janis. A breaking ball is low and inside. 1-0 your count on the Green Jackets first baseman. We'll take a look at some other scores going on in the Carolina League tonight. Of course, a busy action impact night in the Carolina League. 1-0 is inside of Janis, 2-0. Top of the fifth, of course, here in Kannapolis. Top four in Charleston. The River Dogs trailing the Lynchburg Hillcats 2-0. They just got started in Fredericksburg with the Fred Nats, and the Down East Wood Ducks are scoreless in that one. Pitch is grounded foul by Janis. Move it to a 2-1 count. Bottom four in Del Mar with the Carolina Mudcats on top of the Del Marva Shorebirds 4-1. Bottom four, the Fireflies on top of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 3-0. And then top five, Salem is trailing Fayetteville 1-0 up in a Carilion Clinic Field, Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2-2 count on Justin Janis. Connor McCullough sets on the bump. Glove of the waist, still deliver the 2-2. Outside, Clonch will grab it. Count runs full on Justin Janis. Nick Clarno, catcher, waiting on deck. Top five, ballers on top, 1-0, thanks to a base knock in the fourth inning, and then a Logan Glass RBI ground out. Full count on Janis. Again, with it being Star Wars night, all kinds of themed action here. We got Ryan Blaney here for Star Wars night, big Star Wars fan. Jerseys that we're wearing are being auctioned off for his family foundation. 3-2. Grounded to first. Elko makes the play. He'll step on the bag for the out. Nice play at first for Elko. Two down and nobody on for Nick Clarno. Got a beautiful night. Clear skies. We got the moon poking out behind the first base line. Behind the first base side of the seating bowl here at Atriemouth Ballpark. With it being so off in the distance and such a clear night, it's almost a full moon. It looks like the Death Star up there. Of course, with it being Star Wars night, got to put ourselves in the vibe as the pitch is swung and a miss for strike one. Clarno, 0-1 is your count. McCullough with a deep breath on the bump. He's at 58 pitches. He's doing very well in his outing here. 0-1 fouled off by Clarno, 0-2. His first time up, he flew out to center field where Logan Glass is patrolling. Ballers, of course, in the Mandalorian-themed tops tonight with the black sleeves. Augusta in the all-gray in this game 3 of 6 total this week. 0-2 pitch. Check swing. He goes around on it, says home plate umpire Chris Jenke. Connor McCullough has strikeout number 5 on his evening. That's another 1-2-3 inning on the bump. He's faced, again, just one more than the minimum. He has looked superb tonight, has Connor McCullough. We'll take a fast break here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Top of the order, 2-1 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the bottom of the fifth inning. Mario Camilletti will step in as the DH. Brooks Baldwin and Tim Elko will follow in the order. Nolan Martinez back out of the bump. First pitch delivered. It's in there on the inside corner for a strike. 1-0 is your count. It'll be Camilletti, Baldwin, and Elko. Bottom of the fifth. Ballers on top, 1-0. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark on Star Wars Night, Camilletti lifts this one stars high. And the 1-0, this one is lifted into the warning track area. In left, Workinger is under it for the out. A fly out into left for Camilletti. First out is had. Brooks Baldwin will now step in. Mario Camilletti sent that ball into hyperspace. Just a little too high and deep, though, as it lands in the warning track area where Workinger made the snag. Camilletti 0-3 tonight. Baldwin steps in. He's 1-2 at a single in the first inning. First pitch delivered from Martinez. It is low and been inside. 1-0 now on a Brooks Baldwin. Ballers, of course, doing business with the Green Jackets for the third time this week. They'll go down to Augusta in late May as the 1-0 is scorched into left field. Baldwin with a multi-hit game now. This guy is in fuego, as they say. Tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, we'll have all the fun for you. That tomorrow, 5:30 first pitch. Nonetheless, a nice play for Brooks Baldwin. He's got a multi-hit game. This guy has been on fire at the plate. He's got a multi-hit game, 2-3. On the week, he's now 7-10. He's batting 700 against the Augusta Green Jackets. That's 103-mile-an-hour exit velocity off of the bat of Brooks Baldwin into left field. So he's at first, runner on, and Tim Elko is going to step in. Baldwin at the plate has been firing on all cylinders. Elko hacks and misses. 0-1 is your count. Tim Elko named today as the Carolina League Player of the Month for April. Of course, had a scorching hot start to the season. Had a 13-game on-base streak. Check on the runner at first. Not in time. Baldwin dancing. Nonetheless, an 0-1 count. Again, Elko named Carolina League Player of the Month. It's the first time any Kannapolis Cannonballer has been named Player of the Month. Elko will lift this one high and foul. 0-2 your count. As it looks like they're going to call that one rather a balk. So it'll be a 0-1 count. And Elko will get an 0-1 count. Baldwin at second on the balk. So now in scoring position for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 0-1 count on Elko. 0-2 on the night. A strikeout in both at-bats he's faced. Both against Schwellenbach. Dancing at second is Baldwin, 0-1. Swing and a miss. Elko goes to an 0-2 count. On deck is Troy Klaunch, the catcher. Nolan Martinez in his second inning of action for Augusta on the bump. 0-2 pitch in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Clarno. 1-2 now on the Ballers' first baseman. Kannapolis, one run on five hits. Augusta, nothing on one hit. Ballers do have the one error tonight as well, an error on the throw from Troy Klaunch on a stolen base attempt. 1-2 from Martinez, low and outside, even it's at 2-2. Elko has been a little sluggish this week by his terms. He's only got two extra base hits. That's slow for his terms. He has been on fire in that month of April, especially. 2-2 is outside, and low count will run full. Actually had some Ole Miss fans hurry earlier today, and they were yelling at Elko from the stands. They were saying, hey, hottie totty. Of course, the Ole Miss Rebel down in Oxford, Mississippi. College World Series winning Ole Miss Rebels. Tim Elko, the captain there for a very long time. 3-2 for Martinez. Staying alive, the plate is Elko. Will chop this one foul. Count will stay put at 3-2. Elko quickly becoming the fan favorite here in Kannapolis. Kind of taking that power-hitting first baseman role. Everybody loves the long ball. Chicks dig the long ball. 3-2. This one's grounded towards short. Tavares will move to his right and field cleanly. Elko hurrying up the base pass, and he did not get in there safely. A nice play by Tavares, and nonetheless, that will be the second out of the inning. A nice play by Tavares, but Elko almost legged that one out at first. Staying at second is Baldwin. It's a 6-3 ground out for the captain of Ole Miss, Tim Elko. Troy Kalonch will step in. Runner on second and two down. Again, a bang-bang play at first base. Elko almost running that one out. Kalonch will swing at the first pitch he sees. This one's grounded toward third. McCabe will field it. Puts off throw over to first. It skips away from Janis. Baldwin's still running. He'll slide in safely at home. And it's another run for the Ballers. A error on the throw for Justin Janis. So it is a error and then an error on the throw. Baldwin will score on the play. Kalonch will reach on the E3. And Baldwin scores on the same E3. The Ballers now on top, 2-0. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the fifth inning. Bryce Willits will get a turn now. 1-for-2 on the nine. He's got a runner on first in Kalonch. Ballers offense seems to have been sparked alive tonight after it's looked a little stagnant, honestly, the last two games. It just looks a little different tonight. Ballers seem to have a little life in them. As Willits will put some life into this one. 0-1 is if new center. After it is Tyler Collins. He'll camp under it on the run and make the grab. Four out number three. It's a fly out into center for Willits. He's now 1-4-3. But another run scores. Brooks Baldwin with some good hustle on the base paths. And it makes it a 2-0 game in favor of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Quick break on Valley Sports Live. And the Ballers Baseball Network will be right back here from Atrium Health Ballpark. Andrew Keck will step in and lead it off for the Augusta Green Jackets here in the sixth inning. It's 8-9-1 due up in the order against Connor McCullough, the righty on the bump, who has looked absolutely sharp on the mound. First pitch delivered. It's inside to Andrew Keck. 1-0 is your count. Keck, Exposito, and Tyler Collins due up as the Ballers lead 2-0 over the Augusta Green Jackets, looking to snap their two-game losing skid and get back into the swing of things, no pun intended, in the top of the Carolina League South Division. McCullough's pitch is inside, 2-0 your count. Here's the 2-0 offering. Fastball in there for a strike, 2-1 on Andrew Keck. His first at-bat was a ground out to Tim Elko at third. The third inning, I should say, at first is Tim Elko. 2-1 McCullough's pitch. Line foul down the left field line. Evens at 2-2 on Andrew Keck. His first appearance of the week. St. Louis, Missouri native, went to school at Southeast Missouri State, a 10th round pick in 2022 by the Atlanta Braves. In his first appearance of the week here in Kannapolis. 2-2 count, McCullough's pitch. Fastball in there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. How about six on the night for Connor McCullough as far as strikeouts go? One out and nobody on for the nine-hole man in E.J. Exposito. E.J. Exposito, the only Green Jacket with a base hit tonight. He had a single into left field in the third inning. He reached all the way to the third on the stolen base and an error, but he couldn't get any further. Pitch fouled off, 0-1 your count. And the Augusta had a run 90 feet away from scoring, unable to capitalize. Inside and low, 1-1 on E.J. Exposito. McCullough with a 1-1 count, pitch delivered. It's low and outside, 2-1 to Exposito. Again, Tyler Collins, center fielder, awaiting on deck. Top of the sixth inning, a 2-1 count on Exposito. Ballers on top, 2-0. Looking to snap the losing skid. 2-1 fouled off. Evens at 2-2. McCullough threw 5 1/3. It is his longest outing of this season. His longest outing previously was here in Kannapolis. He went 5 against Charleston. Sets a new season high on the year as pitch number 69 is just a bit outside and low. Count will run full on E.J. Exposito. Pitch number 70 will be a 3-2 count. One down on the Green Jackets second baseman. Pitch delivered. Popped up high and foul. It'll end up in the seating bowl. Heads up over there. Ends up in the top row of seats over there. Count is 3-2. One down, top six. Connor McCullough and the Ballers here in the Star Wars night action. Looking good. 3-2. Inside corner, ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. How do you stop this guy? Connor McCullough, 7 punch-outs now on the night. He evens his totals from his first two starts. He's got 7 punch-outs in his 5 2/3 innings tonight. Two down. Top of the order, Tyler Collins due up. Connor McCullough has a chance here to set a season high in strikeouts. He's already got a season high in innings pitched. Looking to extend this one. Pitch is delivered to Collins. It's a fastball in there for strike 0-1. Looks like we have some sort of winged birds. They're not porgs, but they certainly are winged birds high atop the ballpark. 0-1 pops up in a shallow left after it is a shortstop Tapia, and he makes the grab. How about the night for Connor McCullough? Now 6 innings pitched, and he gets 7 punch-outs on 74 pitches. A nice night indeed for the righty from Kansas State. So they had 5.5 innings done. Bottom six headed your way after a short break on the Ballers at Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Wyatt Tapia leads it off, bottom of the sixth. Nolan Martinez back out for the inning of action. First pitch delivered. It's in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count on Lion Tapia. Drake Logan and Logan Glass will follow in the order. Bottom six ballers on top, 2-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark on Star Wars night. And what a night it's been. They've done exceptionally well. They've been hotter than the Mustafar system tonight at the plate. 5 hits, 2 runs scored. Whereas Augusta has just been shut down by the arm of Connor McCullough, who has pitched 6 now shutout innings with 0 walks and just 1 hit with no runs. He's only pitched 1 above the minimum in this one. Tapia fouls off the 0-2, and he'll keep it alive. Count remains 0-2 on Lion Tapia. There is an arm warming over in the bullpen for Kannapolis. A couple arms potentially it could be. It might be Cade Meckles. We'll see who it is and get you confirmation. 0-2 is fouled off. Keep it at 0-2, and we'll do it again. Of course, Connor McCullough going 6 innings. More than likely, we'll see his night come to a close. Turn it over to the bullpen. 0-2, inside corner, ring him up, got him looking. And Lion Tapia, not a fan of that call at all. He looks back at home plate umpire Chris Jenke and says, where was it? It was in the strike zone, according to our home plate umpire tonight. So it's another strikeout for Nolan Martinez, his first of the night. One down, nobody on for Drake Logan. Drake Logan has reached twice tonight, a walk and a single. As mentioned, he did a lot of extra work today in BP, a lot of extra practice time, and it's paid off. First pitch lifted foul down the line. 0-1 your count on Drake Logan. Ballers on top, 2-0. Bottom of the sixth, and a beautiful night for baseball here in Kannapolis. 0-1. Inside and low, 1-1. Drake Logan, a walk in the second, a scorched single in the fourth. He's looked much better at the plate tonight after a bit of a skid at the plate lately. Fouls off the 1-1, now 1-2 your count. I was talking to Drake Logan a little bit earlier about all the extra work he's putting in. He said, man, I just want to hit the ball better. Slightly closed off stance for the righty bat. Righty of the bump, Martinez, 1-2. Inside, a good eye, 2-2 your count. Logan Glass, the center fielder, waiting on deck. Bottom six. Ballers on top, 2-0 over Augusta. 2-2 from Martinez. Fouled off. It'll end up in the seating bowl. Heads up there. It actually lands up in the sweet level and then bounces down into section 105, it looks like. Just above the dugout suite. Looks like a fan gets a nice souvenir. Count stays put at 2-2. Martinez with a deep breath. 2-2 pitch. Swung and a miss. Drake Logan fooled by a slider. It'll be strike 3 on his second punch out of the night for Nolan Martinez. So now Logan is 1-for-2, and Logan Glass will get his turn at the plate here in the sixth. Logan Glass 0-for-2, a flyout and a ground out. He'll get his first at-bat against Nolan Martinez. 2 innings with 1 strikeout. Now 2 punch-outs after he nails Drake Logan to the plate on a slider. He'll work a fastball inside corner on Glass, 0-1 on the baller's center fielder. Kannapolis, of course, would love some more run support. Logan Glass at the plate certainly can provide that. 0-1 outside, 1-1 your count. Glass second on the team with 4 homers. Already doing well in the RBI numbers as well with 11 on the season. 1-1 count, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, fooled by a breaking ball. 1-2 your count. As time called, it looks like there's a baseball out loose in the left field warning track. They're not going to call time, though. They're going to keep playing. 1-2 from Martinez, swing and a miss. It's another strikeout, and it's a strikeout of the side for Nolan Martinez as Logan Glass will go down. He picks up 3 punch-outs in a row. Does the righty Nolan Martinez. We're through 2/3 of tonight's game. Headed to the back third of baseball. We'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards.
When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans!
New arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in this top of the seventh inning. It's the righty Cade Meckles, the former Grand Canyon righty, in the game for Kannapolis. 5'11", 185-pound, 25-year-old, a fourth-round pick in 2020 out of McMinnville, Oregon, is Cade Meckles, again, former Grand Canyon righty. He'll take over for McCullough, and Tavares will swing at the first pitch, lifted in the air high and deep left field. Going back is the left fielder in Baldwin, but he looks up, and that ball is on the berm. One pitch is all it takes, and Ambiorius Tavares lifts a solo home run into left field, and that immediately cuts the lead in half for Kannapolis. It's 2-1 in favor of the Cannonballers here in the seventh at Atrium Health Ballpark. Cade Meckles entering this one in relief of Connor McCullough, who put together probably the best start we've seen all season from any baller starter. He went six shutout innings, pitched one above the minimum. Looked fantastic in his outing. As Meckles takes over, first pitch is delivered. It's outside to David McCabe. 1-0 is your count on the Oshawa, Ontario native in McCabe. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch is also a ball as McCabe takes that one. 2-0 is your count. Again, Tavares with the solo homer. Picks up his first of the season. 2-0 from Meckles. Low and in there for a called strike, 2-1. Tavares, McCabe, and Celedonio, the three due up. However, now it'll be anything but the minimum as McCabe will have a 2-1 count. Pitch delivered by the righty, it's low. Favorable hitters count now at 3-1. Cade Meckles back in action after a very long recovery from Tommy John surgery. Pitched in just one game within the White Sox organization since being drafted in 2020. Has the righty, 3-1. This one's lined towards second. Wilbur Sanchez is there, makes a stabbing grab for the out. A line out to the second baseman for David McCabe. One out and nobody on for Jeremy Celedonio. Cade Meckles entering today, 0-0, the 4.50 ERA. Six innings pitched, five hits, three runs, one walk, four punchouts. Opponents are batting 217 against Cade Meckles. And before that, he hadn't allowed a run at all since being here at home on the 20th of April. Spins a breaking ball in there on Celedonio, does Meckles, 0-1 your count. Had a solid outing up in Carolina last week. Did Meckles, two innings, one hit, nothing else. As he spins another curveball in there on the 0-1, now 1-1. And Meckles, fourth-round pick in 2020. Very good to see him back in affiliated baseball at a high level. Pitch delivered, swung and a miss on the 1-1, now 1-2. Jeremy Celedonio on the 9-0-for-2, a strikeout and a pop-out. Augusta with just two hits on the night, but it's a very close game at 2-1. Ballers on top. Meckles will set 1-2, working from the line. Here's the pitch. Fastball just a bit outside, evens at 2-2 on Celedonio. Ethan Workinger, the left fielder, awaiting on deck. Green Jackets slice the lead in half in the seventh, thanks to an Ambiorius Tavares solo homer. 2-2. Curveball just a bit low. Celedonio does a little dance with his hips and will have a 3-2 count. Matt Cole's already on the bump, ready to deliver the full count offering. Glove at the waist. He will set and deliver the 3-2. Swinging a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Look like a slider off the arm of Cade Meckles. He picks up another strikeout, his fifth on the season. First of the night. Two down, and Ethan Workinger will step in. Ethan Workinger has a seven-game hit streak on the line here against Cade Meckles. Both him and Justin Janis, who's now on deck. Seven-game hit streaks, and they're in a bit of trouble. Meckles' first pitch, big swing and a miss, a slider off the arm, 0-1 your count. Meckles has a lot of stuff that moves. Not going to blow you away with a fastball, but he's certainly gotten some nice breaking pitches. 0-1 on the way, it's low and outside, Clutch can't grab it. Count will even at 1-1. He limited batters to a team-best 164 batting average in the shortened 2020 season at Grand Canyon. So far, he's looked sharp this year, other than that one outing here at home against Charleston. 1-1 low, 2-1. Big golf guy, Cade Meckles. Plays a lot in the off days. Constantly see him out playing with him and a couple other guys. Paulie Milto, I know, is another one. And Peyton Paulette also goes out and joins him often. 2-1 lifted high and foul, 2-2 your count. Some nice golf courses in the area here in North Carolina. Of course, you got Irish Creek just up the road. Just down the road, you got Quail Hollow, which is a popping place right now. The PGA event down there, the Wells Fargo Championship going on. 2-2, just a bit low. Count will now run full. Had a buddy show up today in Trevor Wilt. He went over and checked it out. Said it was a lot of fun. Then he's here and roaming the ballpark. Probably a little sunburn. 3-2 count. Meckles' pitch. He'll stay alive and foul it off. Count will run full. Justin Janis, first baseman awaiting on deck. Again, ballers on top 2-1. In this top of the seventh inning. Meckles on the bump looking out of the frame. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. Swung on, lifted in the air, center field. Logan Glass will trail over. He has to go into the gap a little bit into left center. He camps under to make the grab for the out. A fly out into left center for Workinger, and he's now 0-3, and he's in danger of seeing his hit streak go bye-bye. Seventh inning stretch hit in your way. We'll take a quick break after this short message on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live on the bottom of the seventh and beyond for you here in Kannapolis.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonball.
9-1-2, due up in the order. Bottom of the seventh inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Good vibes all around. It's Star Wars night, Thursday. All kinds of fun here going on at the ballpark. Wilbur Sanchez steps in. First pitch delivered, Nolan Martinez. His first pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 is your count. Sanchez, Camiletti, and Brooks Baldwin due up here in the order. 0-1 count. Martinez in his third inning of action will deliver the pitch. It's just a bit low, blocked by the catcher in Clarno. Evens at 1-1, does the count on Wilbur Sanchez. 0-2 today. And a fly out and a pop out in the second and fourth, respectively. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch from Nolan Martinez. This one's popped up into the shallow center field area, and after it is Collins. He'll camp under it after a few steps, and he'll make the grab on the jog in for the out. A fly out into center. One down is now had, and top of the order due up in Mario Camiletti. Mario Camiletti, top of the order, due up. Kannapolis looking to find some ways to get some more offense going. Martinez's pitch is inside and low. Count moves to 1-0 count. Camiletti is 0-3 tonight, has not reached base yet. 1-0 count, Martinez is offering. Fastball up and away. 2-0 on Camiletti, Super Mario as we call him. Bottom of the seventh, Kannapolis holding on to a 2-1 lead. They're looking to shut the door on Augusta. Pitch delivered on the 2-0, in there for a called strike, 2-1. Again, the beautiful Star Wars jerseys you're seeing the ballers wear tonight with the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda on the front. Who doesn't love Baby Yoda? If you don't love Baby Yoda, I'm kind of worried for you. Pitch is inside, 3-1 your count. They will be auctioned off. Benefits donating all of the proceeds going to the Ryan Blaney Family Foundation, a fantastic cause for Alzheimer's research. All kinds of great work being done by the foundation. As the 3-1 is inside to Camiletti, ball four, and he'll take a free pass. Big surprise. Camiletti leading the Carolina League in walks. He'll take another one there, and that'll set up one on and one down for Brooks Baldwin. So these jerseys will be auctioned off. They end Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be sure to get those bids in on MILB.com/auctions. Your Kannapolis Cannonballers, of course, will get those signed and MLB authenticated as well. First pitch delivered in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count on Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin, a multi-hit game. Two singles tonight, the first and fifth. He did score a run as well in the fifth on a nice hustle play. Gets the bunt down in the 0-1, and he goes around on it. Can't get contact. Count is now 0-2. Baldwin will set and redo the batting gloves before stepping in again against Nolan Martinez. Looks like there's a lefty warming in the pen for Kannapolis. And considering there's only three lefties on the roster, Shane Murphy pitched just yesterday. It's not Murphy. And Tyler Schweitzer is starting later. It started on Tuesday. He's not going to pitch either. Has to be Chase Krogman, former outfielder, turned pitcher now for the ballers. Warming up in the bullpen. 1-2 count. Martinez's pitch outside. 2-2 now on Baldwin. A fan favorite here in Kannapolis, Chase Krogman, going from an outfielder to now a left-handed relief pitcher. He is getting loose down the line for the Baldwins. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Baldwin will hack at this one. It's lifted in the air, shallow right center. In after it is Collins. He will move in and make the grab. He doesn't make the grab in center. He will get the throw in and get the out at second for Mario Camiletti. But it's got to be a very odd play for Tyler Collins. They're going to call it a fielder's choice out in center. As Collins completely drops that ball. Nonetheless, he still gets the out at second. So Camiletti is out on a 8-4 for the second out. At first is Baldwin on the fielder's choice. And Elko will step in with a runner on and two down. A very odd play. You don't see that one very often. Pitch in there for a called strike to Elko, 0-1. I mean, he didn't really choose to drop the ball in center field. He just kind of did. It wasn't a choice. He didn't have the free will to do it. 0-1. Elko lifts this one high and foul. This will end up in the seeding bowl. 0-2. I mean, I guess you do have the free will to choose if you want to drop the ball or not. However, that is not a typical play. 0-2 count on Elko. Runner going on the pitch. Pitch to the plate is low inside in the dirt. Throwing a second. Did they get him? No, they didn't. A close play at second, and Brooks Baldwin's in there safely. And now immediately Cody Gabella gets on the top step, and he is barking at the infield umpire and Michael Corbett. As Baldwin swipes second base on a stolen base, Augusta, everybody in the Augusta Green Jackets defense thought that was out number three. Nonetheless, Elko will now get a base runner in scoring position. Now we'll get a clock reset. 1-2 count on Elko. It's time called, a reset of the pitch clock. Baldwin at second dancing. Martinez's pitch outside and low. 2-2 now. Troy Clauncha waiting on deck. Ballers looking for some insurance here. They've got five hits on two runs as well. 2-2, low, good eye by Elko. Count will run full. Two runs on five hits, one error per side. Again, Baldwin swipes second, which continues the inning. He is at second with a good lead. Martinez sets, glove at the belly. 3-2 count on Elko. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, ball four, and Tim Elko is going to take a free pass. He will get on base for the first time tonight. So now runners on second and first for Troy Clauncha. Troy Clauncha has kind of lucked himself into getting on base twice tonight. And he had a single, a very solid single, in his second at-bat in the fourth. But then in the fifth, he put a ball into play, and it was an error at first by Justin Janis that allowed him to reach base on the play. So Clauncha has reached base twice. He's 1-for-3. He's got two runners on. So it'd be a big at-bat if you're Troy Clauncha. You'd get a multi-hit game, almost certainly an RBI, with Baldwin at second, who's going to be scrappy and trying to take the base. Inside and low to Clauncha, 1-0. Nolan Martinez's last few pitches have all been balls. He's not been able to find the strike zone against Elko or Clauncha. Pitch delivered. Clauncha will foul this one off down the line. There's a strike. This will land over in the concessions carts down the line. 1-1 now your count. Nolan Martinez, three punch outs through three and a third. Looking to close the door on the Ballers' offensive threat. 1-1, swung and a miss, 1-2. There is a lefty warming for Augusta down the line as well. It looks like Hayden Harris, the lefty, getting loose. So a pair of southpaws getting warm for both sides. Hayden Harris for Augusta and Chase Krogman for Kannapolis. 1-2 count, two down. Martinez is one strike away from getting out of the jam. Pitch on the way. Clauncha will pop this one up towards the first baseman, Janis, who backtracks into the edge of the grass. Camps under it, and he makes the grab on the squeeze for the out. It's a pop out of the first baseman for Clauncha. That's the third out of the seventh inning. Eighth inning headed your way. Ballers hold on to a 2-1 lead, and we'll see a new arm take the mound for Kannapolis in just a moment on the Ballers at Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's anything but a new name. In fact, 5'11", 180-pound, 22-year-old, a 34th round pick in 2019. The lefty Chase Krogman takes over on the mound. First pitch delivered to Justin Janis. It's in there for a strike. 0-1, now your count. A Darting Prairie, Missouri native is Chase Krogman. Again, the former outfielder. He spent the last two seasons here in Kannapolis. A very big fan favorite. He is back now as a lefty pitcher and now has a 1-1 count on Justin Janis. Krogman, the lefty, takes over in relief of Cade Meckles, who goes one inning. As the baller is looking to hold on to a 2-1 lead. 1-1 from Krogman. Fastball is outside. Now 2-1. Krogman sitting lower 90s or so. And recently converting to a lefty roll out of the bullpen. A fan favorite. His last time out back on Tuesday. Two-thirds of an inning, two walks and a strikeout. 2-1 in the way, swung and foul tipped in the mid of Troy Klaunch, 2-2. Krogman, a fun fact on him, actually, he hit the first home run in Atrium Health Ballpark history for the Kannapolis Cannonballers back in May of 2021 against the Down East Wood Ducks. 2-2, swung and a miss at the plate, he struck him out. Chase Krogman gets a strikeout to begin his ninth. Justin Janis goes down, swinging and missing, four out number one. He's now 0-3 in the ninth, and his seven-game hit streak is on the line. That'll send it to Nick Clarno with nobody on and one down. Chase Krogman wearing number 32 now for Kannapolis. He had been wearing number one and number five for the Ballers in his time here. As he takes over now, as time called, it'll be a mound visit as Troy Klaunch will come out and have a chat with his lefty. Krogman's still a youngin', just 22 years of age, from Darting Prairie, Missouri. Born in Olathe, Kansas, but he calls Darting Prairie home. It was good to see him the other day when I first saw him for the first time. Gave him a big bear hug. Said, good to see you, my friend. Definitely a familiar face around these parts here in Kannapolis. Mound visit for the Cannonballers is assessed as Krogman chats with Troy Klaunch. Klarno, the slightly open stance, wiggling the bat over his right shoulder. Pitch delivered by the lefty. It's low and inside. 1-0 your count. The lefty for Augusta is still warming up. It's Hayden Harris down the line and left for Augusta. Krogman sets on the bump, slightly closed off, 1-0 pitch. This one is tattooed high and deep left field. That ball is well out of here. Just like that, one swing of the bat, this ball game is tied as Nick Clarno tattoos the ball in the left field, and this ball game is even at 2 in the 8th inning. It's Clarno's first home run of the season. A pair of solo shots has gotten Augusta right back into this one, and that is now a solo shot for Clarno. Nobody on, one down, sends it to Andrew Keck. Nick Clarno gets his first homer of the season. Chase Krogman now has allowed the home run. First pitch to Keck is up and away. 1-0 your count on the DH for the Green Jackets. Two-two score. 1-0 pitch on the way from Krogman. A breaking ball is inside. 2-0 now on Andrew Keck. 0-2 in the night is Andrew Keck. Ground out and a strikeout. Krogman sets on the bump. Keck with a bend in the knees. 2-0. Fastball is low. Not sure where that one missed, but count will move 3-0. Certainly a close call. Again, just the third hit of the night for the Augusta Green Jackets, who did not get any offense against the starting arm in Gano McCullough. Again, one homer off of Cade Meckles and now one off of Chase Krogman. As the pitch is outside, ball four. Taking a free pass will be Andrew Keck. He is on base. That is the go-ahead run. And now A.J. Exposito will step in. Now, time call. Blake Higman's going to come out and have a chat with his lefty and Krogman. Well, how do we get into this mess? Kannapolis has put up two runs tonight in the fourth and fifth. Augusta could not break through against the righty Connor McCullough. Six innings, and he struck out a grand total of seven. Augusta Green Jackets in his outing. Just one hit, no walks, nothing. He faced one above the minimum, did Connor McCullough. He turned it over to Cade Meckles, who, other than a solo homer, sat down the order pretty cleanly. And now Chase Krogman on the bump, gets the strikeout, and then Nick Clarno mashes the ball into left field, hands the Augusta Green Jackets now a 2-2 tie with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. E.J. Exposito is stepping in now with a runner on. Krogman looks in for the signs. Pitch delivered on the way. Inside and low, 1-0 your count. Even more surprising, too, the strikeout that Krogman just got earlier this frame, Justin Janis. He's the best hitter in the Carolina League against lefty pitching. He's batting something north of 700 against lefties. And he's the one that got the strikeout where Clarno ended up getting the home run. Pitch up and away, 2-0 now to Exposito. There is now an arm warming for Kannapolis down the line in right. We'll get a detail on that when we can. 2-0 count, Krogman's offering. Inside on Exposito, moves to 3-0. Now Tyler Collins on deck. Exposito 1-for-2 is the only guy to get a hit off of Connor McCullough tonight. He came in the third inning. As the baller is looking to hold on here in a tie game. 3-0 to Exposito. Fastball up and away. Ball four. That was a four-pitch walk issued to the nine-hole man, E.J. Exposito. Back-to-back walks issued by Krogman. Two on and one down. Top of the order due up in Tyler Collins. Tyler Collins is 0-for-3, a pair of groundouts and a pop-out on his night. Face off against the lefty here in Krogman. Pitch delivered, it's on the way. Fastball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Tyler Collins, again, batting just 183 on the young season. He's 0-for-3 tonight. Hasn't had the best of weeks against Kannapolis. Batting just 193 entering tonight as he'll hack in the 0-1 and miss 0-2. 193 on the season entering tonight with 11 hits, 5 RBI, 17 strikeouts. Here against Kannapolis this week, he hasn't been able to get much more. Pitch is not in. 1-2 your count. Collins this week, 1-for-6 entering the night with a single and a stolen base. Augusta, a very, very aggressive team on the base paths. Cannot keep your guard down. 1-2 from Krogman. This one's blooped into left. That's going to drop in front of Baldwin and be a base knock. Holding at third will be the lead runner in Keck. A good throw in from left and by Baldwin. Holds the runners. It's a station-to-station base hit. Keck to third. Exposito's second. And Tyler Collins with a base hit. That can change his tides on the night. He's now 1-for-4. And Ambioris Tavares is going to step in. Now time called, and Pat Leland's going to come out and have a chat. And it looks like Chase Krogman's night is done. He's loaded the bases now with one down in the eighth inning. We'll change it over to a new arm. We'll take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network and get you the details on the new arm in just a moment. Well, the Ballers have gotten themselves in a bit of a pickle here. Bases loaded and one down. They'll turn it over to Zach Cable on the bump instead for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 6 foot, 215-pound, 25-year-old from Roswell, Georgia. Former Oklahoma State Cowboy as Ambiorius Tavares will line this ball into right center. That's going to drop, and that's going to be trouble. Augusta's going to score on the play. Keck will score. Scoring will be Exposito. Throw comes in. Plate the plate. Sliding in safely is Tyler Collins. It's an RBI bases clearing double. Three RBI off the bat of Ambiorius Tavares, and that hands the Green Jackets now a 5-2 lead in the top of the eighth inning. Ambiorius Tavares has now had himself a night. A solo homer to break the scoreless streak for the Green Jackets, and now a bases-clearing RBI double. Everyone's comes around to score on this one, and Augusta has broken this game open at 5-2. Well, Kannapolis, again, solid starting pitching from Connor McCullough. That's kind of been the story this week. The starting pitching has been fantastic, but no work from the bullpen. It's just been a tough piece of work for the Ballers this week. McCabe in at the plate. First pitch is a ball from Zach Cable. As he'll look at second pitch on the way, McCabe will foul tip this one in the mid of clutch. 1-1 now. Again, one down in the top of the eighth. Ballers now trail 5-2 on a bases-clearing double from Ambiorius Tavares. 1-1 count. McCabe at the plate. Pitch delivered. This one's popped up over my head. Heads up. Count will move to 1-2. McCabe 0-for-3. A ground out, a fly out, and a line out. A 1-2 count on David McCabe, the former Charlotte 49er. 1-2 count. Cable with a look at second. Here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs. Move it now 2-2. All of those runs charged to Chase Krogman, who is now at a 36 ERA on the season. He goes a third of an inning. Two hits, four runs, two walks, and a punch out. Not the greatest night on the bump for Krogman. Cable with a 2-2 count. Pitch delivered up and inside to McCabe. 3-2 now. Runner at second is Ambiorius Tavares for Augusta. Cable with a 3-2 count on McCabe. Pitch delivered. This one's lined towards second. Sanchez with a clean play. Snap throw to second. Did he get him? Yes, they did. It's a line out. Throw him out. Tag him out. Double play. McCabe with the line out to the second baseman and Sanchez for the second out. And the tag up, a 4-6 put out of Ambiorius Tavares is the third out of the eighth inning. That'll send us into the bottom half of the frame. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Kannapolis now trailing 5-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bryce Willits will step it in. Bottom of the eighth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Kannapolis Cannonballers now find themselves trailing 5-2 to the Augusta Green Jackets. They held the lead, but they dropped it thanks to some not-so-great pitching out of the bullpen. The bullpen just crumbling a little bit. Nonetheless, we'll see if Kannapolis can make good with some offense here late as they have six outs to work with. A new arm on the bump. It's Hayden Harris. Pitch delivered on the 0-1. It's now in there 0-2. On a Bryce Willits. Hayden Harris in the ballgame. He is 0-1 with a 16.20 ERA. Not the greatest start of the year for Hayden Harris, but we'll see if he can get out of some situations here against Kannapolis' offense. Harris with an over 16 ERA. He's facing off against Willits, Tapia, and Logan at least here in this eighth inning. Willits with a 1-for-390 and a single in the second against Spencer Schwellenbach. He swings at the 1-2 and misses for strike three. That is a strikeout for Hayden Harris, his first of the night. Ballers now with five outs to work with, and they'll send things to Lyon Tapia. Lyon Tapia is going to step in. He reached on a walk in the fourth. He struck out twice as well. First pitch delivered it inside and low. 1-0 your count on Tapia. Reached on a walk in the fourth. Other than that, a pair of strikeouts. Hayden Harris, 6-foot lefty, 24 years of age from Augusta, Georgia. Product of Georgia Southern. As the 1-0 is big. Swing and a miss. Tapia misses. 1-1 now. On the ball or shortstop. Drake Logan awaiting on deck. Bottom of the eighth. Augusta on top. 5-2. Here's the pitch. Tapia hacks and misses the 1-1. Now 1-2. Drake Logan awaiting on deck very patiently as Hayden Harris, 1-2. Up and in now, 2-2. Lyon Tapia struggling to start the year, but the praises of Tapia being sung by manager Pat Leland when I talked to him. A lot of talent for sure in that squad. In last year's Arizona Complex League team, Tapia part of that squad. Now he's here in Kannapolis. 3-2 count. Harris looks in for the signs. Here is the pitch. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Hayden Harris. That's now two in his first two batters face. Two down. Ballers with four outs to work with. Running out of time to make a comeback. Drake Logan will get another turn at the plate. Drake Logan with a slightly closed off stance. He's reached twice tonight, a walk and a single. Gets the first pitch from the lefty. Harris inside, 1-0 your count. Drake Logan against lefties this year, crushing, batting 571 against lefties. He'll hack in the 1-0 and miss, 1-1. One of the better bats against lefty pitching in the ballers lineup. Seems to be a fixture in that area for Pat Leland. When a lefty is on the bump, he wants Logan in the game. 1-1, a check on the runner, a check swing of the plate, I should say. 1-2 now on Drake Logan. Time call to the plate, a pitch clock violation on Drake Logan, and that's going to conclude the inning on a pitch clock strikeout. That's three punch-outs in the frame for Hayden Harris. That one completing the inning is a Drake Logan pitch clock violation strikeout. The first time we've seen that all season. Nonetheless, that sends us into the ninth inning. Ballers trailing 5-2. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before.
so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Jeremy Celedonio lead it off, top of the ninth inning. Augusta Green Jackets on top 5-2 over your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Zach Cable back out of the bump. First pitch delivered, a broken bat blooper headed towards the first baseman Elko, dodging the shards of bat is Zach Cable, but Elko makes the grab over by the first base back. One pitch, one out is all he needs. It's a pop-up, and the first out is had of the ninth. Ethan Workinger is going to step in and try to save his seven-game hit streak. Workinger is 0-for-3, a strikeout and a pair of flyouts on the night. Again, he's got a seven-game hit streak, looking to see if they can snap it on the Cannonballers. Cable's first pitch to the left fielder is inside, almost hit him in the waist. Count a move 1-0. Workinger batting 261 now on the season. Cable is 0-0 with a 0 ERA, 1-0 with a 0 ERA. Pitch delivered, it's up and in. 2-0 on Workinger. Last time Cable appeared on the 28th against Carolina. Two-thirds of an inning, two hits, a walk, and two punch-outs. 2-0 count, one down, top nine. Cable with a deep breath, here's the pitch. In there for a fastball called strike, 2-1. Justin Janis awaiting on deck. Cable, the former Oklahoma State Cowboy. He's back in Kannapolis for his third season stint with the Ballers. Battled injuries last year. He arrived late in the season in 2021. Pitch fouled off by Workinger. 2-2 your count. Acquired as a free agent signee in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox out of Oklahoma State. Flame-throwing bullpen arm. Can reach about 100 miles an hour if he wants. 2-2. Outside, Clonch can't hold on. Count will run full. Cable, not a long inning relief guy. Longest outing in the season, inning in the third against Charleston here at home on Education Day with a pair of walks and a pair of strikeouts. 3-2 on the way. This one's lifted in the air, high and deep into left field. Backtracking is Brooks Baldwin on the warning track wall. It is out of here. It's another home run for the Augusta Green Jackets, and Ethan Workinger extends his hit streak, extends his on-base streak. It's a solo shot here in the ninth, and that'll snap Zach Cable's 0 ERA. A solo shot adds another run to the board for the Green Jackets. It's now 6-2 in the ninth with one out. Justin Janis will step in. He's got himself a seven-game hit streak as well. One down in the frame. Cable now sees his ERA climb to a 1.59. Pitch on the way. Fastball is inside. 1-0 your count on Janis. 0-for-3 on the night. A strikeout last time up in the eighth against Chase Krogman. Cable will deliver the 1-0. This one's fouled straight back. Oh, that's the closest we've had up here in the press box. As my scoreboard operator in Sam Perry almost got himself a souvenir. That's the closest ball we've had up here. Boomer almost got a souvenir up here. He's sitting up here too. 1-1 is inside of Janis now, 2-1. Close call up here in the press box. I got to get my glove up here. Almost got a foul ball handed to us. 2-1 count, Cable's pitch. Fastball upstairs, now 3-1. Favorable hitter's count. Nick Clarno, the catcher, waiting on deck. He had a home run in the eighth inning that started the party for Augusta, who rattled off four runs in that eighth inning. 3-1. Upstairs, ball four. Zach Cable will issue a walk to Justin Janis, so the hit streak won't add, but the on-base streak will as he takes a free pass. One on now and one down for Nick Clarno. Clarno is going to step in after Blake Hickman comes out and has a chat with Zach Cable, who is allowed a free pass now to Justin Janis. Ballers had this game pretty much in their own bag. They had a 2-0 lead. Everything was looking sharp. Connor McCullough with a standout six innings of work. But then it turns over to the bullpen, and Kannapolis has struggled since. Here in the top of the ninth inning, Alders looking for anything in the way of offense when they come back to the plate. But right now, they just need to stop the offensive production that Augusta has been able to run into. As Blake Hickman will complete his mound visit. Stepping in will be Nick Clarno, runner on first and one down. Janis had a huge stolen base threat. He is at first. Cable sets, glove to chest. Here's the pitch. Inside. 1-0 on Clarno, the former Lenoir Rhine backstop. Just up the road in Hickory. Home of the Crawdads, Texas Rangers High A affiliate. Also home of the gigantic Hickory Furniture Mart. 1-0 count, fastball is outside, 2-0 your count. Clarno, the catcher, at the plate currently. 1-for-3, and that home run in the eighth inning. He did have a strikeout in the fifth and a flyout in the third. Pitch delivered from Cable. It's up and in. Now 3-0. It's part of being a flamethrower, I guess. You can throw the ball hard. It's a matter of controlling it. Zach Cable certainly has been prone to the walks. He's allowed free passes in every single one of his outings. Full count would be nice here, but Clarno with a 3-0 count. Pitch delivered. It's low and outside. Ball four. A four-pitch walk issue to Nick Clarno. That's going to now be two on and one down. It's another free pass issued. Eight-hole man and Andrew Keck is going to step in. Andrew Keck is going to step in as now time called. And Zach Cable is going to get a visit from not just Pat Leland, but also Austin Smith, the trainer for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Not quite sure if Zach Cable is 100%. Looks like he is getting a visit from the trainer. He might have had a blister pop. That could be a sign. It looks like he's getting a lot of attention from the infield as well. That left hand, again, when you have your hand in your glove for a long time, your hands can grow calluses, of course, and blisters are very real. They happen sometimes. And as a pitcher, it's never fun to have a blister pop in the middle of an outing. Your hand gets all messy, and it's just never fun. As now Zach Cable actually is going to be removed from the game. So we'll see a new arm shift for Kannapolis as Zach Cable will have to be pulled with an injury. We'll check on Cable, of course, get you all the details of the new arm after this fast break on the Ballers at Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me.
This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Emerson Talavera will take over on the bump in relief of Zach Cable after Cable gets pulled with what looks like an injury as he took off the mound with the trainer in Austin Smith. As runners on second and first, one down, Andrew Keck steps in. Talavera, the new arm on the bump. Pitch delivered. It's in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. Ballers just can't catch a break tonight as this is now the fifth arm used after what appeared to be a pitcher's duel tonight as Connor McCullough turned in probably the best performance we've seen all year on the mound. And the bullpen just crumbles late here in this one. Pitches outside and low, 1-1 to Andrew Keck. Keck 0-2 on the season, 0-2 in the night with a walk. DH tonight for Cody Gabella and the Augusta Green Jackets. 1-1 count, Talavera's pitch. This one's lifted high and deep into center field. Backtracking is Logan Glass into the gap in left center. He'll camp under to make the grab. Runners are going to make tagging up. Throw will be attempted by Tapia, but no throw, as it is just a standard flyout for Andrew Keck. Runners will stay put. Two down now, and the nine-hole man E.J. Exposito will step in. E.J. Exposito, the nine-hole man, the only guy to get a hit tonight off of Connor McCullough, who for the first six innings tonight shut down the Green Jackets. They had one hit through the first six innings. Now they have six total, so they've gotten five hits in three innings against this Kannapolis Cannonballers bullpen. Talavera sets, first pitch on the way. Fastball is upstairs and away, now 1-0. Count on Exposito, 1-2 tonight. He had a walk last time up in the eighth. Talavera is 1-0. Inside and low, Clonch will block 2-0. Top of the order, and Tyler Collins awaiting on deck. Top nine, Green Jackets on top, 6-2 over the Ballers. 2-0 count, pitch on the way. Low block by Clonch. He loses the ball. Headed to third will be Janice. To second goes Clarno. So second and third now as the pitch gets loose from Clonch. Count will move to 3-0. Looks like a wild pitch off the arm. Troy Klaus just had no idea where the ball was. It skipped in the third. He thought it went behind him. Talavera's 3-0. Low and away for ball four. Exposito will take his second free pass of the night. That'll load the bases now for Augusta with two down. Top of the order due up in Tyler Collins. Tyler Collins will step in. He's 1-for-4 tonight. As the ballers just looking to get out of this half inning, send him to the bottom of the ninth and get some sort of offense going. Talavera on the bump, glove in the chest. First pitch to Collins. This one's popped up over my head. Count moves 0-1. Talavera on the season, 0-0 with a 5.14 ERA entering tonight. Last time out, an inning, a hit and a strikeout and a walk against Carolina on the 29th. Up in Zebulon, 0-1. Collins lifts this one in the air left field, backtracking as Baldwin moving to his left. Camps under it and barely moves to make the grab for the out. They fly out into left for Tyler Collins. And that concludes 9 innings of offense for the Augusta Green Jackets. Well, Ballers have some work to do. They trail by 4. They're being out hit 6-5. We'll see if Kannapolis can put some offense together in the bottom of the ninth inning and rally back here in this one. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Kannapolis has 3 outs to work with, and they trail by 4 runs here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hayden Harris back out of the bump. Logan Glass swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1, your count. Logan Glass, Wilbur Sanchez, Mario Camilleni due up. Ballers trail by 4, looking to make a comeback here on Star Wars night at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1, swinging and foul tipped into the mitt of Clarno. Quickly 0-2 on Logan Glass. Glass 0-for-3, struck out swinging last time up. And a ground out in the fourth and a fly out in the second. He got an 0-2 count, and he'll go down, swinging and missing again for strike three. Hayden Harris picks up another punch out, his fourth on the night. Inning in a third, he's got 4 strikeouts. He's sat down every batter he's faced. That'll send things to Wilbur Sanchez with nobody on and 1 down. Sanchez is 0-for-3. He's put a ball in the plate 3 times tonight. 2 flyouts, 1 in the left, 1 in the center. And a pop out to the first baseman in Janis. Pitch on the way from Harris, lifted high and foul. 0-1 on La Chispa Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez looking to get some offense going. 0-1 is fouled off. 0-2 your count. Here in this ninth inning, the Ballers have swung at everything. 5 pitches from Hayden Harris in this ninth inning. The Ballers have swung it all five. Three from Logan Glass and a miss. Two fouls from Wilmer Sanchez. Harris will set on the bump. Lefty delivers a pitch. Another swing and another foul ball down the right field line this time. Heads up in the roasted corn car. Count will move 0-2. Man, ear roasted corn sounds fantastic right now. Telling you folks, if you ever come to Atrium Health Ballpark and you're looking for a good snack, go get some roasted corn. 0-2, swing and miss for strike three. That is five batters faced, five strikeouts for Hayden Harris. Two down, and the Ballers now down to their last hope. It's Mario Camaletti. Camaletti hoping to be a new hope for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this bottom of the ninth inning on Star Wars night. Rome wasn't built in a day. The Death Star definitely wasn't built in a day. Camaletti will get the first pitch from Harris on the inside corner for strike 1-0-1 your count. Again, Harris, five strikeouts. One of those is a pitch clock violation strikeout of Drake Logan. Camaletti steps in, pitch delivered, low and outside, 1-1. He drew a walk last time up, so he extends his Carolina League lead to now 24 on the season. 1-1 count. Harris's pitch is on the way right down Broadway for strike two. And now the Ballers down to their final strike in this bottom of the ninth inning. With two down, the Green Jackets one strike away from winning three in a row. Pitch on the way. Inside to Camaletti on the hands. 2-2. Entering this week, the Green Jackets were losers of three in a row. Now they are winners, potentially, of three in a row. Kannapolis dropping all of these as the 2-2 swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Hayden Harris faces six batters in the eighth and ninth and strikes out every single one he faces. And that will conclude this matchup between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Augusta Green Jackets. Final score, Ballers lose this one 6-2. That concludes the night's festivities for Star Wars night. But we're not too close to done here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We do have post-game fireworks en route, and it's going to be a fun one here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll step aside for a quick break, get a post-game show headed your way in just a few moments on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark, home of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The Ballers tonight have dropped their third game in a row to the Augusta Green Jackets. The Ballers now just a few games above 500, 12-10. Augusta inching back closer to 500. They are now 10-13 on the season. Ballers drop this one 6-2. They're out hit 6-5 in this one, and they will look to change tides tomorrow in this 4th of 6 total on the week. Tough loss for sure. Nolan Martinez gets the win, 1-0 on the year. Krogman with the loss, 0-1. And then Harris comes in and shuts the door on the Ballers for the save. He faces six batters and strikes out all six for the save, his first of the season. Notable performances for both sides in what was not really a high offense night. Only one multi-hit game performance for Kannapolis and one for Augusta. One for the Ballers tonight was Brooks Baldwin, 2-for-4. On the night, he continues his torrid streak, torrid night in his week of action against Augusta. And a couple of one-hit nights for Claunch, Willits, and Logan. And that concludes the night. A RBI for Logan Glass does give the Ballers one run. They only get the one RBI on the evening, and the Ballers do get the two runs on the board, but it's not enough against the Augusta Green Jackets. On the bump, the best start we've ever seen this week, this month, this season so far from Connor McCullough. Six shutout innings. No walks, one hit, seven strikeouts, and that is the by far best start we've seen out of Connor McCullough and any Kannapolis Cannonballer starting arm for the night and for the series. And then everything kind of shifts over when they move to the bullpen. Cade Beckles of the hold. One inning, one hit, one run, no walk, and a strikeout. Krogman gets the loss. He had a bit of a rough go of it. A third of an inning, two hits, four runs, two walks, and a one punch out. Cable comes in and does an inning. Two hits, a run, two walks, and no punch outs. And then Emerson Talavera comes in after Cable goes in a bit of an injury, it looks like, two-thirds of an inning with one walk on the night for Talavera. On the other side, Augusta, a huge night from Ambiorius Tavares, 2-for-4 with a four-piece of RBI, and then a 1-for-4 night with a run batted in for Workinger, 1-for-3 night as well for Clarno, the catcher for the Augusta Green Jackets. A very solid night of offense once they got to the bullpen. Once they were unable to get past Connor McCullough, they picked up some offense and defeat the Ballers in this one. As for the bump tonight, Spencer Schwellenbach, 3 1/3, three hits, a run, a walk, and four punch-outs. And then it turns over to the bullpen. Nolan Martinez gets the win, 3 2/3, two hits, one run. It was not earned, three walks, and three punch-outs. And then Hayden Harris comes in, two innings pitched, nothing except six strikeouts in a solid night's work on the bump for the lefty, Hayden Harris. 2 hours and 27 minutes of action tonight. First pitch was a little late. Over 4,100 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark in this one. And what was a fantastic Star Wars night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We're going to have some post-game fireworks here, of course, too, for Star Wars night. We're going to get those fired off here in just a few moments. But we are done here tonight in Kannapolis. We'll do it all again tomorrow. A 5:30 scheduled first pitch. Again, getting a bit of an early start. We've got Jiggy with the Piggy going on tomorrow out in center field. Be sure you go check out the Kannapolis Barbecue Festival known as Jiggy with the Piggy. Going to be a fantastic weekend of action. So tomorrow we get an early start, 5:30 first pitch. Tanner McDougal the start for Kannapolis. Owen Murphy gets the start for the Augusta Green Jackets. 0-1 with a 1.59 ERA for the Augusta Green Jackets. A really solid pitching matchup. Two top prospects in each organization, and we will get that going tomorrow at 5:30. We'll take the night tomorrow, 5:30. We'll be here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Be sure to join us if you can. If not, come on to the broadcast and hop in here on the Ballers Baseball Network on Bally Sports Live, MILB.TV, and the audio streams everywhere. Dan Helody saying thank you and so long until tomorrow. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers drop this one tonight, and we'll send it to Game 4 tomorrow at 5:30. Enjoy the rest of your night, and have a great one, everyone.